Hey, and welcome to my audio boo. Now, if you haven't been under a rock in Mars lately, you've sort of noticed that the whole technological world has gone more portable. The iPad's coming out on April 3rd, and it's kind of got geeks all a buzz. It's the new item where people tend to take either I love it to death, even though I've never used it, or I hate the device, even though I've never used it, kind of angle. And I've had a number of discussions with people saying that, you know, it's just a bigger iPod Touch, to which I answer, and what's the wrong with that? I think it's a great idea to make the OS of an iPod Touch, but make it bigger so you can do more things with it. Anyway, I've pre-ordered mine, and it should be arriving on the 5th, the 6th, the 7th of April. I decided to bypass the Australian store and go directly to the US. He's hoping it doesn't break down, and and hopefully get it sooner. I know now it's coming out in late April, but I didn't know that then, and even with late April, Apple's notorious for turn up to the store to say, I'd like to buy it because it's now available, only to be told it's a 6 to 8 week. Wait, I ordered my i7 27-inch MacBook, and it took a month and a half to arrive. I was patient for that because I knew what I was getting in for. I don't think I can wait another 6 to 10 weeks, even 4 weeks for the iPad, when the world's going to be full of iPad reviews. I just want to get in on the action. So, I ordered from the US. It's going to be coming. I grabbed the 32 gig version, just the Wi-Fi. I didn't bother waiting for the 3G. I'm going to try and, you know, jailbreak my iPhone to allow to have that 3G connection if required. So 32 gig, going to load it up with some videos, load it up with the songs, but more importantly, because now iTunes supports the Open EPUB format, I can get all the audiobooks and PDFs and actually put them via iTunes onto this device. I think that's pretty exciting. The fact that all the manuals and things that I've always wanted to have on a screen, I can finally do. The reason why I didn't really bother before, and this is something I've always found very strange, we make screens on laptops that are wide. They're designed at a 16:9 aspect ratio, which is just perfect for watching Hollywood blockbusters. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't actually watch, if you were to take, you know, a slice of my time, I don't actually watch a lot of videos on my laptop or even my iMac. I do work. I browse the web and, you know, I play some games and all that kind of stuff. And have you noticed that websites are designed for skinny screens and yet we have screens that are fat? I've always had the impression that I'm looking at a website through a mail slot. And it's really frustrated me. So one of the best things the iPad is going to offer me is a portrait view of essentially what is a portrait website. So that'll be interesting. It'll also be interesting to see the magazines. They're going to be coming out with their own apps, which will be a paid version. National Geographic, Time, Wired, Rolling Stone, etc. And it'll be interesting to see if people will pay for those as opposed to continuing and going on the on the website and getting it for free. Now, in order to get my library ready for the iPad, I've decided to buy an app which I actually thoroughly recommend. It's called Pollux, P-O-L-L-U-X, Pollux.com, and what it is two bright students over in America have created an app which will go through your songs, remove duplicates, add album arts, add lyrics, but not based on the names of your songs, based on its digital fingerprint. So if your names are all askew, it doesn't matter. It'll load the song, analyze the song, compare it with their library, and give the right cover, write lyrics, and even remove duplicates. It's not the quickest thing in the world. It does cost $10, a measly $10, per year, and it'll keep your iTunes library in check. So yeah, also, for the ebooks, getting those things converted, grab yourself a copy of a program called Stanza. It'll load any text file, website, and turn it to an EPUB format, which you can then put onto the iPad. Okay, to wrap up, here's a standard iPhone app, which I really love. It's called TuneWiki, and it turns your music collection on your iTunes, on your iPhone, into a karaoke device. It'll download the lyrics and then play them as you need them, and you can sing along. So yeah, ready for the iPad. I'll do an unboxing. I'll let you guys know what I think, but I'm waiting in anticipation.